At least 9 people were killed and more than 70 injured in the deadliest attack on Kyiv this year, as Russia launched a massive overnight assault using missiles and drones, Ukrainian officials confirmed Thursday. Fires broke out across the city, dozens of buildings were damaged, and rescue workers continued searching for survivors trapped beneath rubble. The strikes, which hit the Ukrainian capital for 6 hours overnight, left 6 children among the wounded and dozens more displaced. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko confirmed the death toll at 9 fatalities. The most severe destruction occurred in the Sviatoshinsky district, where rescuers remained on site. There has been destruction. The search is continuing for people under rubble, Ukraine's state emergency service. Zelensky, who was scheduled to be in South Africa today, condemned the attack on X, formerly Twitter. Mobile phones could still be heard ringing under the debris, authorities said, as climbing specialists and sniffer dogs worked across 13 locations in the capital. The blast damaged residential buildings, garages, vehicles, and administrative sites, with over 40 fires ignited by the bombardment. Russia launched 145 drones and 70 missiles, including 11 ballistic missiles, according to Ukraine's Air Force. Ukrainian defenses intercepted 112 airborne threats, but many still got through. In Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, officials reported 14 drone and 10 missile strikes that damaged a polyclinic, a school, a hotel, and several residential buildings. In Pavlorad, 14 buildings were damaged, though no injuries were reported. Zhytomyr region also sustained a secondary strike targeting emergency responders, injuring at least one rescue worker. Ukraine's state railway confirmed damage to infrastructure in Kyiv and Kharkiv, but said train services remained operational. The attacks come amid international pressure on both Kyiv and Moscow to make progress on peace talks, with U.S. President Donald Trump threatening to withdraw from mediation efforts. Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha called the strikes brutal and accused Russia of obstructing peace efforts. Meanwhile, a diplomatic summit in London suffered a setback after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio withdrew at the last moment. Trump appeared to fault Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for the impasse, following Zelensky's refusal to cede Crimea to Russia as part of a peace deal. As search operations continued, Kyiv resident Victoria Bakol recounted the chaos. "We didn't even have time to dress. One blast came after the other. All windows and doors were blown out."